Hi, my name is Lore and welcome to Life Will Provide, a podcast about learning to trust in life and knowing that you're always taken care of. Hello and welcome to another episode. Today I would like to talk to you about resistance and not feeling good enough. I think not feeling good enough, most people have it or have had it in their life. I don't think there is one person who will not have had this feeling. And what came to me is that we are feeling this a lot of the time, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. You know, when we are in a situation with someone else, this often gets triggered. You know, I'm not good enough for this person. You don't get the job that you wanted. You know, you don't feel good enough. Things like that. But it goes much further than this, much deeper. Think about it. Whenever we are resisting how we are feeling, resisting what is happening, we are basically saying that whatever is happening is not good enough. Whatever we are feeling is not good enough. So basically that we are not good enough. When we are feeling sad, we resist this because we don't like this feeling. We want it to go. We want to feel better again. And it's the same with any kind of negative emotion. We want to get rid of it. But it's not that simple. The fact that you are experiencing a negative emotion is because you're meant to be feeling this, so you can fully embrace it, fully feel it, so you can then let it go. It is just an energy that wants to move through you. But by blocking it, by not wanting it, you're just suppressing it, and it will come back, it will come out at some other points. You know that, you know, when you push a ball down into the water, it will come up. And with suppressing emotions, they might not come up as quickly as this ball does, but it will come. There's no doubt about it. But let's go back to the not feeling good enough. You know, whenever you are resisting what it is that you're feeling in that moment, you're saying that I'm not good the way I am. It is not okay to be feeling this. It's not okay to be upset. It's not okay to be angry. And while saying this, I feel a sadness. Because we all just want to be authentic, be our true selves. But each time we feel something that doesn't feel right, we just push it away as if that part of us is not welcome. It's as if we only want to allow the good things, the positive things. But life on earth is all about growth, experiences, learning lessons in this school of life. And this means that we will experience what seems bad or unpleasant. And this is all here for us to learn, for us to grow. So I invite you, can you just accept that you are sad? Can you accept that you are angry, that you are grieving, that you are irritated? Can you just allow it to be? And at the same time, is it possible for you to take a step back and become the awareness that is witnessing all of this? Is it possible that even though there is grief and hurts, to at the same time feel a sense of peace that is underlying. Can you feel that while on the surface there's a lot going on? And compare it to the ocean, there's a lot of waves. But go down, dive deep, deep down into the ocean and just experience this peace that is there, unaffected by what's happening on the surface. See if you can do this. Whenever you feel upset, you are the waves, but you're also this peace that's at the bottom of the ocean. You are the ocean. You can't just be the waves. You can't just be the bottom of the ocean. You're all of it. We are all of it. So see if you can do this. Become the observer. Detach, while at the same time still experiencing it. But don't judge anything. Don't judge the fact that you're upset again. You're crying again. You're angry again. This is not spiritual. I'm not spiritual enough. I'm not conscious enough. It is these judgments and attachments and expectations that keep us stuck. What if you see yourself as a vessel and you just let emotions pass, move through you? Okay, I'm feeling sadness. It's okay. And breathe. Use your breath to let this energy move through you. Our breath is such an important tool to deal with all these kind of emotions. And I will do another podcast just focusing on the breath because it's so important. But when you feel sadness, just allow it. Go back to your breath. Don't create a story about it. Don't create a story that I should not feel this. I should feel that. No, just be. Just be with it. There is nothing wrong with you. I want you to know that. I want myself to know that. That it's absolutely fine to experience sadness, to shout when you're angry, to cry when you're sad. Let it out. Let it out. There's nothing wrong with that. In society, we're not allowed to show our emotions. We're not allowed to express what it is that we're feeling. So we hold it all in. But it has to come out at one point. It just has to. It wants to come home. All these emotions that seem not loving, that are lacking love, such as anger and grief, sadness, they want to come home. They want to come home to love. And what can be more loving than embracing them? As a like a parent embracing their child, opening up their arms and say, I am here. I love you. It is okay to feel what it is that you're feeling. Let me hold you. So you know that you are safe, that you are loved. Can you be this for yourself, for this inner child of yours? So feel whatever it is that you're feeling. It is okay. This will be the quickest way to let it just move through you. You can trust everything that arises because that's the experience that is needed for you. That is the thing that needs to be transmuted, transformed. So trust that you are where you're meant to be, experiencing what you're meant to be experiencing. I am sending you so much love and I wish you a good day. Bye-bye.